नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायामुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवत्युत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः।
So we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 8, Verse Number 36. Please repeat. Yadi
evam tarhi vyadehi ti uktah sa bhagavan hari vyadattavyah. व्यादत्ता अव्याहत क्रीडा ईश्वर ईश्वर्यः क्रीडा मनुजा बालकः यद्येवं तर्हि व्यादेहि त्यक्तु स भगवान् हरि व्यादत्ताव्याहतैश्वर्यः क्रीडा मनुजबालकः यद्येवं तर्हि व्यादेहि त्यक्ता स भगवान् हरि व्यादत्ता व्याहतैश्वर्यः क्रीडा मनुजबालकः यद्येवं तर्हि व्यादेहि त्यक्ता स भगवान् हरि व्यादत्ता व्याहतैश्वर्यः क्रीडा मनुजबालकः।
प्लीज एनीबडी
क्रीडा मनुज बालकः यदेवं तर्हि आदेहि Yuktas Bhagavan Hari Radhatta Chida Manuja Balaka.
Mataji.
Yadevam Hari Nadehi. दत्तायाहतेश्वर्यः आमनुज बालकः यद्देवं तर्हि व्यादेहि त्योक्ता सा भगवान् हरि यादत्ताव्याहतेश्वर्यः Kreedamanujabalakaha.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Jai Shri Prabhupada. Before that, word to word. Yadi,
if,
evam,
it is so,
tarhi,
then,
vyadehi,
open your mouth wide.
I want to see.
Iti uktaha,
in this way,
ordered by Mother Yashoda.
Saha,
he,
Bhagavan,
the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Hari,
the Supreme Lord.
Vyadatta,
opened his mouth.
Avyahata Aishwaryaha,
without minimizing any potences
of absolute opulence.
Aishwaryasya samagrasya.
Krida,
pastimes.
Manuja balakaha,
exactly like the child of a human being.
Translation and purport by Abhay Charanarvinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Translation. Mother Yashoda challenged Krishna, if you have not eaten earth, then open your mouth wide. When challenged by his mother in this way, Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda, to exhibit pastimes like a human child, opened his mouth. Although the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, who is full of all opulences, did not disturb his mother's parental affection, his opulence was automatically displayed. For Krishna's opulence is never lost at any stage, but is manifest at the proper time. Purport. Without disturbing the ecstasy of his mother's affection, Krishna opened his mouth and displayed his own natural opulences. When a person is given varieties of food, there may be 101 varieties. But if one likes ordinary shak, spinach, he prefers to eat that. Similarly, although Krishna was full of opulences, now by the order of Mother Yashoda, he opened wide his mouth like a human child and did not neglect the transcendental humor of maternal affection. Please repeat the translation. Mother Yashoda challenged Krishna,
if you have not eaten earth,
then open your mouth wide.
When challenged by his mother,
in this way,
Krishna,
the son of Nanda Maharaj,
and Yashoda,
to exhibit pastimes like a human child,
opened his mouth.
Although the Supreme Personality of Godhead,
Krishna,
who is full of all opulences,
did not disturb his mother's parental affection.
His opulence was automatically displayed. For Krishna's opulence is never lost at any stage, but is manifest at the proper time.
Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaiham Dadati Swapadantikam Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Nitinamine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratvise Nama He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Shri Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpataru bhyascha kripa sindhu bhya eva cha patitanam pavane bhyo vaishnave bhyo namo.
Welcome to the Srimad Bhagavatam class. Before I start, I would like to beg the mercy of all of these assembled Vaishnavas, especially the senior Vaishnavas and Prabhupada disciples. Because of their order, especially because of the order of Savas Prabhu, I am here. I don't feel that I am qualified, but still, because of the mercy of Savas Prabhu, and because he has confidence in me, and I have confidence in his confidence, so I am here today. It is also mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrit that there are millions of types of birds, and God has given them different types of wings. A sparrow can fly to some distance. Chicken can fly to some distance. Eagle can fly highest. But according to whatever capacity Krishna has given to each of us, one should try to glorify Krishna. So with the confidence, with that confidence, I'm trying to speak something about Srimad Bhagavatam. So we are right now in 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, which is also called the Samam Bonam. It means all good. So 10th canto is specifically for those devotees who have at least understood that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead, so that they don't doubt these pastimes. Because if somebody doesn't have at least of some faith that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then the people in general cannot appreciate the different varieties of pastimes that are exhibited in the 10th canto. For example, the verse that we are reading today, it appears that Krishna is being challenged by his mother. How can someone challenge God? God is beyond everything. And God is the person from whom everything emanates. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that Aham Sarvasya Prabhavo Matta Sarvam Pravartate. That means everything is coming from Krishna, and his mother, his father, his friends, they all are supposed to be his servants. Then how can a servant challenge the master to, you know, and on top of that, Krishna is humbly accepting the challenge, and Krishna is being the humble servant of his servant. So when Mother Yashoda challenged Krishna to open his mouth wide, Krishna is acting just like a human child, and he is not willing to disturb his mother's parental affection. So we see many pastimes of Krishna where this characteristic of Krishna is exhibited, where he gives himself completely into the hands of his own devotees. It is mentioned in Purusha Bodhini Upanishad, Eko Deva Nitya Leela Nurukto Bhakta Vyapi Bhakta Rudayantaratma. Krishna, or the God, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is one. But at the same time, because just to fulfill the desires of his devotees, he takes different forms. So sometimes he is acting as a little innocent baby. Sometimes you may find Krishna fighting in the battlefield of Kurukshetra. Sometimes he is touching the feet of Radharani. So there are different varieties of pastimes of Sri Krishna which are beyond the intelligence or beyond the comprehension of people in general. So how to understand these pastimes? Without the mercy of a pure devotee who has taken complete shelter of Krishna, and because of which he has achieved those pastimes. And somebody who is coming from the pastimes of Krishna, somebody who is coming from the spiritual world, only that person can describe these pastimes as they are, just like Srila Prabhupada. That is why one should not speculate about pastimes of Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. One should try to follow the instruction of the spiritual master. And we are so blessed by Srila Prabhupada that we have received the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. We have the association which is not available to not everybody in the material world. In Srimad Bhagavatam, it is called Krishna is Adhuta Karmana. That means Krishna's activities are transcendental. Transcendental means it is beyond the material conception. And because we have been living in the material world for the time immemorial, our consciousness has been polluted. And because of which, our thinking has been conditioned. So that is the reason we try to see Krishna's transcendental pastimes with our material eyes. And because of which, we are not able to understand the pastimes. That is why the mercy of spiritual master is really important. By the mercy of spiritual master, one is given jnana chakshu, the eyes of the knowledge, and because of which that person can understand the different pastimes of Sri Krishna as they are. So Krishna's personality has two major aspects: Vasudeva Krishna and Shyam Sundar Krishna. Shyam Sundar Krishna, he has given himself in the hands of devotees. He is always enjoying and he is playing his flute and having different various types of pastimes. Vasudeva Krishna is the one who acts like the mother when the mother is angry. Sometimes when the mother gets angry, she has to chastise the child. And the chastisement is for the good of the child. So when Krishna is killing the demons, or when Krishna is chastising anyone, that is for the good of that person. In the material world, if somebody is killing someone, that activity is considered to be the most heinous, and the person is sent to jail. But when Krishna kills someone, everybody is dancing and clapping, and demigods are showering flowers. Because they know the nature of Krishna's pastimes, that they are transcendental. Krishna is not only killing the demon, but he is also delivering the demon. Most of the times, the demons killed by Krishna, they achieve parampadam, that means their swarupavastha, or sometimes they are sent to Brahma Jyoti, but ultimately they achieve a higher designation from where they were. So that is why Krishna's pastimes are considered to be transcendental. Krishna, just like here in the translation, said that Krishna doesn't want to disturb the parental affection of his mother. The same way Krishna, here it is also mentioned, Kriyada Manuja Balaka. Krishna is acting just like a human child. In the 11th chapter of the same canto, it is mentioned that Krishna is Gopal Sonu Pitaram Jagadguru. That means Gopal Sonu, he is son of a cowherd man, but at the same time Krishna is Pitaram Jagadguru. At the same time he is father of the Jagadguru. Jagadguru means Brahma. So, these so-called intricate thing that how can Krishna be just a child of a coward man, at the same time he is the father of the Jagat Guru, Brahma. So it is mentioned that Krishna is having these so-called difficult to comprehend personality, which can be understood only by surrendering to the spiritual master. Otherwise, Krishna's pastimes are very sweet, but sometimes there is a risk that a devotee may take them as ordinary. Just like when Krishna and Balram started crawling, Krishna and Balram, they were crawling in the courtyard of their house, and they were crawling in the cow dung and cow urine and mud, so their bodies were completely decorated by all of that. And sometimes they used to pick, sometimes they tightly hold the tail of the cow, and the calf used to run. And because of that, Krishna and Balram used to enjoy the gliding on the cow dung. So it appears that what is this happening? You know, how can this Parabrahma Param Dhamma Pavitram Paramam Bhavan, that supreme person who is worshipped by great personalities like Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, how can such a person is acting in such an ordinary way? So there are various pastimes, like when Krishna and Balram started walking, they started to always follow the mother, because it's a natural tendency of the child to follow the mother. After some time, the child starts to feel separation. So they used to follow the sound of the ankle bells, and they used to follow the gopi, any gopi. And then when they used to find out that it is not their mother, then they used to get fearful and they used to run towards home. One time in Vraja, a fruit vendor lady came to sell fruits, and Krishna had recently started to walk. And Krishna had seen that his mother and father, whenever they used to tread, they used to give something to the merchant, and then they used to get what they want in return because of the barter system. So Krishna took a handful of rice and ran towards the fruit vendor lady. And Krishna had a beaming smile, and he said, "Give me some fruits." And just looking at that beaming smile, the fruit vendor lady, she got mesmerized, and she gave all the fruits to Krishna. And by the time she was filling Krishna's hands with the fruits, Krishna was filling her bucket with unlimited number of valuable, costly jewelry items, rubies, touchstones, and gold, silver, different diamonds. So Krishna always remembers even the smallest service done towards him, and he always rewards unlimitedly. Just like when Srila Prabhupada, he boarded Jaladut to come here to preach in the West. That time he came only with 40 rupees. But when he came, he had only 40 rupees. But when he went, he had 40, 50 crores of rupees. So Krishna, when it comes to the pure devotee, Krishna gives unlimited opulence. And Krishna's pastimes bring auspiciousness all the time. That is why the 10th canto is called Samam Bonam. That means it is all good. Krishna's every pastime is all perfect in all of its essence. Just like sometimes we feel that we can do better for others with our speculation or with our own intelligence. Just like when Saubari Muni was performing tapasya in near Yamuna, after some time he entered the Yamuna's water and he was meditating. And because of the association with the fishes and aquatics in Yamuna, he started to develop attachment towards them. And one day he saw Garuda was eating his lunch, which is fishes, and he thought that these are my people. How can Garuda, despite he knew that Garuda is Krishna's vahan, like his vehicle. Garuda is the one who carries. He is Krishna's carrier. But still he cursed Garuda that if you ever come here again, then you will die. But Garuda, because he is he's a pure devotee, so he wanted to respect. So he never came back. But instead of Garuda, who came? Kaliya came in there. So when Kaliya entered the waters of Yamuna, Kaliya and Garuda are there. They both are eternal enemies, because Garuda is like eagle and Kaliya is serpent. Eagles and serpents are always born enemies. And because the news spread that Garuda is not allowed in Yamuna, so Kaliya became very happy. So he said, now I have a very safe place to hide. So Kaliya started living in Yamuna water. And because of the poison of Kaliya, all the fishes died instantly. So Saubari Muni was trying to save some fishes, but all of them died as soon as Kaliya entered because of the poison. Not only that, when Kaliya came because of the poison, the waters of Yamuna started boiling. And because of which, the birds who were flying above Yamuna, they also started to drop down dead. So, by one's intelligence, one cannot really do good for others. Like we have, we hear many times that one should serve the humanity. Why are you chanting Hare Krishna all the time? What is the use? So one should try to serve humanity. Many people are suffering. But we cannot serve humanity unless we serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And when Krishna came in Vraja and he came to know that because of Kaliya, my friends are suffering. So how Krishna corrected the problem? Krishna danced on the hoods of Kaliya, because of which Kaliya had an imprint of Krishna's lotus feet. And Krishna could have killed Kaliya, but Kaliya surrendered to Krishna. And that's why Krishna did not kill. So it's not that Krishna every time kills the demon. Sometimes the demon surrenders and he gets benefited. Just like Kaliya received the dust of the lotus feet of Krishna, which is so difficult to be achieved by even the great personalities like Lord Shiva. But Kaliya received it. And why did he receive that? It's because his wives, Nagapatnis, they were pure devotees. So Krishna not only takes care of his devotees, but Krishna also takes care of the people who are associated with the devotee, just like their families or their friends. Just like in Amrish Maharaj's pastime, there is a verse, Aham bhakta paradhina yasvatantra iva dvija sadhu bhigrasta rudayo bhaktair bhakta janapriya. It's not that only my devotees are dear to me. Even the devotees of my devotees are very dear to me. And Krishna says, Lord Vishnu is saying to Durvasa Muni that I have given myself completely in the hands of my devotees. So when Krishna was dancing on the hoods of Kaliya, it is said that entire universe stopped. Everybody stopped. And they were continuously staring and looking at the dance, the beautiful steps Krishna was performing. And just like in the heaven, there is continuous dancing going on of the heavenly apsaras. So nobody even looked at apsaras. So everybody was looking at Krishna. So Krishna mesmerizes everybody. And then Krishna ordered Kaliya that you should leave this Yamuna because it's my place, and because of your poison we are all suffering. So Kaliya said, I came here just because Garuda is not allowed here. So if I leave this place, then Garuda will attack me. So what will happen? But Krishna says, now you have my lotus feet on your hoods. So whenever Garuda will be flying, he will see the lotus feet on your hood. So Garuda will consider you as a younger brother from today. So you can imagine, the worst enemies became the brothers just because they came in contact with Krishna. So we should also try to follow the example that we are coming from different backgrounds. We are having different cultures, different societies, we are coming from different upbringing. But when we came to Srila Prabhupada's movement, we are all serving Srila Prabhupada. And we are all brothers. Just like if Garuda and Kaliya can become brothers, then why can't we, human beings, cooperate and become like brothers? So there are various pastimes where Krishna saves the demons. Krishna gives pleasure to the devotees. He saves the demons. And one activity of Krishna has multiple things. Like just by one stone, Krishna can get multiple mangoes. Krishna just perform one activity, but he achieves multiple objectives. And Krishna's activities, sometimes they are confusing, but they are never mundane, or they are never they are never low class. Sometimes people think that Krishna danced with other men's wife, and that's not moral. But it is said that Krishna's rasa dance is just like a child looking in his reflection on a shining surface. I just remembered that because the surface is shining right now. So, you know, there is not a single iota of lust in Krishna's activity. Whenever Krishna is dancing with his gopis, it's like a child playing with his own reflection. Because Krishna and Radha are not different. It is said in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Radha Krishna ek atma dui dehadhari. Radha and Krishna is one soul, but they have taken two bodies. It is said in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Sometimes it is also said, and people condemn Krishna, that why Krishna arranged such a massacre of people by arranging this Kurukshetra war, where 64 million people died. If Krishna would have wanted, he could have avoided this bloodshed. But people do not understand the transcendental nature of Krishna's activities. When these all people were dying, they were dying in front of Krishna. They were looking at Krishna. And sometimes they were fighting with Arjuna. But whenever their chest was pierced by the arrow of Arjuna, they were getting purified. There is a verse in Srimad Bhagavatam which says, Tataiva chane naraloka vira yah ahave krishna mukharavindam netre pibantu nayanabhiramam partha astraputa padamapurasyad. So it is said that whenever Partha, Arjuna, was shooting the arrows at the soldiers were getting their body pierced, and as soon as the body was pierced, they were getting purified. Partha astraputa, they got purified by the weapon of Partha. And they received Padamapurasya, they received the highest designation. So because we do not understand that what is happening to these people who are dying a pitiable death, we sometimes take it wrongly and think that Krishna is acting in a mundane or cruel way. What kind of God you worship? He is so cruel, or sometimes he is so immoral. So these people do not understand the actual nature of the pastimes of Lord Shri Krishna. And we can understand it only by the mercy of a pure devotee like Srila Prabhupada. So when we read different books written by Srila Prabhupada, then we can understand the transcendental nature of Krishna's pastimes. Just like Prabhupada, he had to go through so many difficulties. But every time of, if you read Srila Prabhupada's Lilamrut, every time he had only one thing in his mind: how should I preach? How can I preach more? How can I get... Whenever he was earning money, his godbrothers used to think that Abhay Babu is after money. But they did not know that whenever Prabhupada used to get any amount of money, he used to always invest it in the printing of books. And Prabhupada used to go himself to distribute his books. And now, by his mercy, we have a chance that we can distribute his books. So Prabhupada has taken, so many efforts. He has tireless efforts. And when he boarded Jaladuta, he came he was on the cargo ship and he suffered two heart attacks. And when he came in United States, he did not go to a cardiologist. You know, a common person would think, I have just got two heart attacks, I'm just coming from a cargo ship, let me relax, at least let me go to a doctor. Prabhupada did not even go to a doctor, he just went and he started preaching. So, Prabhupada had given himself completely in the hands of Sri Krishna. Krishna says in the 11th chapter, verse number 33, Tasmatvam uttishtaya sholabhasva jitva shatrun bhungshva rajyam samruddham maye veta nihata purameva nimitta matram bhavasavasachi. So Krishna is telling Arjuna that I have already killed all these soldiers. You just become an instrument in my hands so that you will become victorious. And after being victorious, you will enjoy kingdom. Jitva shatrun bhungshva rajyam samruddham. You will enjoy the kingdom. So Krishna is telling that if you become instrument, then you will, you know, you will have everything, all good. But the choice is the living entity's choice. So Arjuna is also so smart that he did not take that verse like a person like me would take. If, you know, if somebody is told that this job is already done, then you will think that, okay, so if the job is done, I'm going home. So Arjuna is not sleeping in the chariot. Even after hearing that Krishna has already killed all these soldiers, Karna, Duryodhan, Dushyasan, Bhishma, Drona, all of them, Arjuna had already seen all these people entering the mouth of Krishna. And he had already seen that they are dying. But Arjuna did not sleep in the chariot thinking that Krishna is taking care. Arjuna is also lifting the bow and he is also fighting. So it is said the living entity and God, they both are co-workers. If they work together, then the living entity can enjoy eternally. The same way, the guru and the disciple both are co-workers. Sometimes people take initiation and they think, okay, the job is done. But the job has just started. When the guru and disciple, they work together, the disciple serves the spiritual master and the spiritual master gives the guidance, then the disciple's life becomes successful. So we have to remember that we have received a very great fortune which is prayed by all the devotees, like Dhruva Maharaj. He says, Bhakti muhu prahavatam, tvai me prasango bhuyat anantamahatam amalashayanam. Oh my Lord, just give me the association of your devotees, that's all I want. And King Kulashekhar is also praise. He's also praying, Naham vande tava charana kamalo Dvandvam Advandva Heto Kumbhi Pakam Gurumapi Hare Narakam Napane Tum Ramyarama Mrudutanu Lata Nandane Napirantu Bhave Bhave Rudaya Bhavane Bhavayam Bhavantam. So he is praying that I don't want anything else. I don't want a beautiful wife. I'm not worshipping you, O my Lord, just to get rid of the miseries of this world. It is not that I am suffering in this material world, that's why I am worshipping you. I don't want to scratch your back just because I am suffering. I don't even want a beautiful wife. I don't want anything. But I just want only one thing. Bhave bhave rudaya bhavane bhavayeyam bhavantam. Just give me this one benediction, that life after life, birth after birth, let me be born. And let me be born and receive the association of your devotees. Let me be receiving this beautiful, the most precious, valuable gift of your devotional service. Hare Krishna. Archita Prabhu. Thank you.
Very nice class, many very wonderful points supported by Shastric evidence. But there's one thing you stated that I think may need a slight correction. You said 64 million were killed in the... I think I've always heard 640 million.
Oh, yeah. 64.
And when you think of it, right now they say there are about 7 billion human beings on the planet. So that's about 10%, roughly. So if you imagine over 18 days, if 10% of the world's human population would disappear. So somebody may think, that's really out. But when you think of it, just a few years back, there was this tsunami that went around the Pacific Rim. And I think they said in the total, it was almost 300,000 people that died in that one tsunami that went around the whole Pacific Rim. So when you think of it, in one tsunami, 300,000, almost a third of a million people can die. So where is the big deal for in 18 days if 640 million people die? It's not really a big deal when you think of it.
Thank you. That was a fantastic class. Thank you very much. So you made the point that sometimes Krishna's criticized because, you know, ironically, Archana mentioned 640 million people were killed in the battle of Kurukshetra. It could have been avoided. You know, Krishna is omnipotent. He could have made some arrangement that, you know, could have been avoided, but he didn't. But then you made the point that, but it worked out in, you know, for the benefit of everybody because everybody was killed, they got liberation. But once again, ironically enough, I want you to mention the example I was going to mention in that tsunami. These, you know, 300,000 people got killed just in an instant, basically. There's no mention of any of them getting liberation. So my question is this, that even aside from the problem of evil, you know, which says that, oh, there's a God who's all-powerful, all-knowing, and all-merciful, how do these kind of things happen? Even in the Bhagavad Gita, third chapter, text 27, the verse goes, the spirit soul, bewildered by the influence of false ego, thinks himself the doer of activities that are in actuality carried out by the three modes of material nature. So in other words, it's sounding like they don't know how the living entities can't help it. The activities they think, and according to false ego, they think that they're doing it. They think they're performing these activities.
Yeah. Big question. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Prakrute kriyamanani gunakarmani sarvasha ankara vimudhatma karta ahamiti manate. That's the verse you recited, yeah. So, living entity is not the doer, but living entity is the one that desire. It is desirer. And because Krishna's nature is that he likes to carry out the desire based on the karma. So we have certain amount of karma with us, certain amount of pious activities, and based on the karma we get the reaction, right? But when the reaction is coming, we have a choice how to how to react to the situation, which is the cause of the past activities. So based on the choice we make, we get different fruits. So in a way, see, the living entity doesn't even create its own body. Even the body is given by Krishna. Even when someone is lifting his hand, the hand is not being lifted by the, you know, we are not the doers, because this body is also not belonging to us. So we just have a choice what to eat. But who is digesting? It's Krishna. So we have freedom which is limited. So living entity has limited freedom, or it is also called limited independence. But if that independence is not used properly, then the living entity has to suffer the consequences of its activities. But if it is used properly, then there is a chance to advance in the spiritual life. But ultimately, God is the doer, and he is just fulfilling the desires of living. Nityo nityanam chetanas chetananam eko bahunam yo vidadhati kaman. So Krishna is fulfilling the desires of every one of us, and based on the desires plus
the past activities, you know, combination of these two, it gives rise to the fruit.
So if I understood you correctly, you're saying that the living entity can desire, and the super soul responds to that desire, and it's
the Krishna
super soul
is in
control of the material nature. So it's like when I move my hand like this, I'm not really moving my hand. I think I'm moving my hand.
You are desiring.
But actually, I'm desiring to move my hand. The super soul is understanding. Oh, he's desiring to move his hand. Yeah. Does he have the karma to be able to move his hand? Yeah. Okay. So then, super soul instructs the material energy. Okay.
Absolutely.
He's like that.
Yes, please.
Okay.
Thank you for a nice class, Prabhu. I remember you were saying that even Lord Shiva has a difficult time getting the dust of the lotus feet of Krishna. And Kaliya, who's such an envious demon, he got the lotus feet of Krishna's, the dust of the lotus feet, because his wives were pure devotees. Now, I know Srila Prabhupada has written in one purport that if the husband is very... he's not a devotee, engaged in all kinds of sinful activities, the wife may reject him. If Kaliya's wives are pure devotees, how come they didn't leave him?
How come they?
They didn't reject him and finish their relationship.
See, there are different levels to answer this question. The thing is, when the woman is not a pure devotee, then she needs the shelter of either the husband, in the beginning of the father, then the husband, and later on the children. But when somebody is a pure devotee, they are completely being taken care by Krishna. They have nothing to do with this material world. And they keep themselves in the hands of Krishna and Guru. So, you know, it's a complete, altogether different paradigm, right? Like, when somebody is a pure devotee, all the rules and regulations of the material world, they do not apply. Even the shastras, you know, shastric rules or regulations sometimes do not apply to the pure devotees. Pure devotees are aloof of everything. So, that's one point. And what you said is right. That is according to the shastras, and it is based on the chaturvarnas, you know, chaturvarna, and it's based on the different inclination of the living entity. It's the general principle. Like, the general principle is one should not lie. That is the general principle. But Krishna asked many people to lie. So how to understand? So, you know, when Krishna was born, first thing he did was he asked his father to lie to Kamsa. That's how he started his activities. So, you know, it's all, you know, different. Now, there is a spiritual paradigm and there is a material paradigm. When you shift the paradigm, then, you know, the rules also shift. So when you are trying to apply the basic rules given by shastras for chaturvarnas, you know, the four types of varna, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, and Shudra, and Brahmachari, Grahastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyasi, they have given the basic rules they have to follow in order to become pure devotee. But when someone becomes pure devotee, they are completely in the hands of Krishna. Then they dance according to Krishna's desire, and their activities are completely transcendental. We cannot understand that unless you hear from one of our spiritual masters.
जय ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय जगतगुरु श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय Gracias.